pours the wine for the lekeach. The lekeach is kaino. That's also good. That's called if he gets permission. That's called achikabel olov. Or yad sheyaskeres mekoyman. Or else if he rents the place where the barrel is. If he rents the place where the barrel is, there's a kinyan chotzer. Like if you rent that makom, so you own it. Anytime you own a reshus, and then something comes into it, so there's a kinyan reshus by you. So that's what this price says. These are the different ways how somebody sells wine, sells to the lekeach. So what's nagei to us? The Mer says, ketonim mi of akoponim, what do we see over here? It says here clearly, brishus harabim uvechotz ha-shenesh o-shneim, it says in the case where it's brishus harabim, or else it doesn't belong to either one of them. So here is ketonim mi, it says clearly here, that brishus harabim de lekeach is kona. It says clearly, if you come with your own barrel, and now the person pours wine into your barrel, even though your barrel is brishus harabim, you're kona. It says, rishon kona. So here you see clearly that brishus harabim mamish, you are kona in your kli, your keli is kona for you, even brishus harabim. That's the kasha. And before even Rabbi Yochanan Shlokas that said you kona brishus harabim, Rav Papa changed it around and said, no, it did not mean brishus harabim, it only meant a simta. But not a real Rishus HaRabim. And here in this Brice it says clearly that you could be kind of Rishus HaRabim. So Mar says again, no, I'll tell you, my love, Rishus HaRabim Mamish, doesn't occur this Brice to mean a real Rishus HaRabim, and then we'll have a proof that your Caleb, your best, your barrel, could be kind of for you, even though it's in Rishus HaRabim. So Mar says, lo, again, no, but it's not Pshan the Brice. I'll tell you, Simta. We're talking about now again, it's a Simta. Again, the simta is like a private road that midrabbonin, you have a right to use it for kinyonim. Whatever you put in there, it's kona for you. But I call upon him, brishus harabim, no, that we have before the svara. Since you have no right to put down your basket, your barrel in the brishus harabim, you can't be kona brishus harabim. Yeah. Gemara ay v'hodum ya d'chotzer she'enoy shoshnein ketoni. It says the brishus harabim, and a chutz that doesn't belong to both of them. So l'chura ma chutzer she'enoi she'enoi shal shneim nami d'loi d'hai kuloi v'loi d'hai kuloi elu d'tavayu. So l'chura, you know what it means to say? Not that it doesn't belong to either one of them, but rather just means to say not the moicher owns the whole rishus and not the lokeach owns the whole chutzer, but rather the yonet b'shutfis. So that's like a simta. A simta is like a private rishus that Rabbonin gave anybody permission to use it to make kinyonim in it. So it's like belongs to both of you. So then it's very good. When it says Rishus HaRabim, it doesn't mean a real Rishus HaRabim. It means a simta, like a side road, or the side of the Rishus HaRabim, that everybody has permission to use it. But the pshat is both the moicher and the lokeach have a right to leave their things there. So when it says a chotzer, she'en shel shneim, it doesn't mean that it belongs to a third party. But it means just that these two people, the Merchim and the Lekeach, neither of them owns the whole thing, but rather they own it together, they own it for Shutfis. So again, so therefore there's no Kashan Rav Papa, and Echnami could be that in a real Rishus Rabim, Avada, you can't be kind of something, just with putting it into your Kli. If you put down your barrel in Rishus Rabim, and then somebody puts some apples inside it, your barrel would not be kind of the apples for you. Since in a Rishus HaRabim you have no permission to put your basket down, you would not have the kinyan. That Rabbi Yochanan Shlokas said, yes, they only meant the simta, but not more. Now, weiter. Boi minei, Rav Sheshes and Rav Huna. Rav Sheshes asked the question from Rav Huna. Kelov shelokeach, b'rishus moicher, kon lokeach eloi. Again, Kelov shelokeach. Reuven is going to buy some wine. And Reuven comes into Shimon's store with his own barrel. Reuven has his own Caleb, his own barrel. But he brings it into the store. And in the store, in Shimon's store, Shimon now pours off the wine into Reuven's barrel. Is Reuven kind of the wine now or not? Without making Akbor, without making a Mashiach. Just the fact that the Moicher puts the wine into the Lateach's Caleb, is he Koner it or not? That's a Shiloh. So again, Boyim Menei Rav Sheshem Rehuna. Kalev shelakeach, when lakeach has this pitcher, brishus meicher, he brings it himself into the meicher's rishus, and in the meicher's rishus, in the store man pulls off some wine, kona lakeach aloi. So one question is, one way is yes, because the kli belongs to you. The other question is no. The other side is no, because it's still in the Mechus Rishus. But Kinyan always means I'm taking it out of my Rishus and giving it into your Rishus. But if you bring your Kli into my Rishus, it's like bottle to my store. So the wine is still considered in my store, therefore you won't be Kinyan. Omalei, so he answered back and said like this. Omalei, Tinisu, we learned like this. We are Lochin Gitten, Zorku Lo. Let's say a husband throws a get to his wife, and he throws the get, the chayk, in a lap. Or letoy kaloso, that's a basket on top of the head, is harezu megareshes, says she's megareshes. Talocha v'nosan b'yodo, the husband has to put the get in his wife's hand, so there's rebuyim, not only in her hand, the mamish, but as long as it goes into her chotzer, into her rishus, so you throw it into her lap, or you throw it into the basket on top of the head, she's kind of, she's megareshes. And so Rashbam says, the Rai is, it says, Harezu Megreshes, to Koyna Lo Kaloso Brishus HaMegarish. In other words, Poshet, the Havamina is that she's standing in the husband's house. Like Poshet, she's at home. And what happened now? The husband threw the get on top of her basket, on top of her. So in the husband's Rishus. So it says she's Megreshes. So we see clearly why, even though she's still in the Rishus of the husband, so what? Since it landed in her Kli, it landed in her basket, she's Kana. So you see, as long as the basket belongs to you, even though you bring that basket into the Meichus Rishus, you could be Kana. But you could be Kana, your Kalev, Rishus HaMeichus. That's the proof he brought. So Mara says, Oh, Malay Rav Nachman said, My time of Pashara Tolemehi, how come you had to go and bring a proof from that Mishnah, that halakha, to mocholo meya uchli piuchli, like they already banged it up 100 times already. In other words, they asked plenty of questions already on that halakha. Don't bring any proof from that Mishnah. That Mishnah, anyway, we asked a lot of questions on it. Why? We're talking about over there that the kalosa was hanging on her. That's the case we're talking about. Rashbam says, "V'ena nigraris pekarka." It's not talking about that you put the basket down on the floor, but we're talking about now that we said the basket's on her and it's hanging on her. It's not on the ground. Therefore, lekach kona lo kalosa. That's why when the get comes in this basket, is she kind of the get? The domili hagabor. It's like she picked up the get. She kind of b'chomokom. Tluya bo haynu kshura tluya. When it says tluya hanging, it means she had like the basket hanging around her neck, so it's on her. So then, therefore, it's much better. It's like mamish. It's the get came to her. Our shailah is if you put your basket down on the floor. So since the floor, the rishus of the floor belongs to the meicher, maybe your kli can't help for you. But here it's much better. Here she's holding the basket like in her hand, or it's hanging on her neck. Here for sure the get is good. But you have no proof to our shailah. And Rish Lakish shomak shuro v'yakov pishen etluyibo. Rish Lakish said, no, there in that halach of gittin, you don't have to have it that the basket is hanging. It could be the basket touching the floor. But it has to be kshura. At least it's tied onto her. Since it's tied onto her, also it doesn't go after the karka, it goes after her. That's why she's kind of the get. But in our case, where the lakeach comes in with his basket, his barrel, and puts it down in the Merchus store, it could be he's not Connor at all, because the basket is not tied up to him, it's not hanging on him, it's Brishus HaMecher, maybe then there's no Kenyan. So for this Mishnah, you can't bring any proof. Right, Rav Ada Bar Ava Omar, Kogoyin Shehoysa Kaloso Munachaslo Ben Yakosel. He says another reason why he can't bring a proof from that Mishnah. You know what the Mishnah means there? If the husband throws the get into his wife's basket, you know where the basket was? It was between her laps. Ben Yakasev, between her thighs. So again, the basket is not on the floor in the Rishus of the husband, but it's mamish in her. So that's why the get is good. Rashbam says, V'yafa pisha manachas l'karka ein makbid al-mokha meshova ya'ishtoi. A little bit better. Ben Yakasev means it could be it's on the floor, but it's on the floor between her 2 feet. Because when she sits down, so she has the basket right in between the 2 legs. So there the svar is the husband's not makvid, that the mokum where she's sitting on, the husband lets her use that mokum. Like that's called like her rishus. But not daim again to our case, where you come into a store and you put down your basket, that there it's not your place, it's the moichis rishus, so maybe your basket is not corner for you. Yeah. So again, we have no proof in this case of Gittin. Right. Rav Mesharshia, Breda Rav Ami Yomar, Kagoin Shehoisa Bala, Moicher Kalsois. We're talking about another case that the husband is somebody that sells his baskets. He's a Moicher Kalsois. So Shvam says, V'lakach ein makbed al makoimom, Shieshloi bayis lakach. Therefore, he's not makbed when she puts it down. Because if this one belongs to her, the whole room like is set aside for these baskets. So therefore, when you put down the basket, it's like the husband lets her put it down. It's like the husband said, I give you permission to put it down. Therefore, it's called in her reshus. Our question is, when you come into the moicher's house, you have no real right to put your things down there. So maybe in the moicher's house, there would be no kinyan. So here from Gittin, you can't bring any proof. Right. Reb Yechonam, Reb Yechonam said, Mokom Cheiko Koni Lo, Mokom Kalosa Knuy Lo. Also, when the wife is in your house, the place where she's sitting, that Mokom for sure, the husband is Makna to his wife. He lets his wife have that place. So therefore, also, it's no Raya to our case. It's called Hakeli and her own Rishus. In other words, this place where she sits, the husband is not Makna upon. The husband lets his together like he rents it. He lets his wife use that mokum. Therefore, the mokum cheka, the mokum where she is, the mokum the kalosa is in her reshus. Therefore, the kinyan is chal. Therefore, the get is a good get. But in our case, we go into somebody's store. There, you have no right to put your basket down there. He's not mokum the reshus to you. Maybe you're not kona. Yeah. Oh, my Rav says. My time with Rabbi Yechonon, what's the reason of Rabbi Yechonon? The Frisheno the Makvid, Loya Mokum Chekov, Loya Mokum Kalosa. That's a swara. That a husband is not Makvid when his wife comes into the house and sits down someplace, or she comes in with her basket and puts the basket down, the husband is not Makvid to take it away. See, even though really the husband owns the house, it's his Rishus, but he's not Makvid when she puts it down in these places. Therefore, when she puts it down, it's still cool like in her Rishus. That's why the get is a good get. But by our case, by regular mecha, you have no proof. Yeah. Tomorrow says truth, and here there's no proof. Ela rather, poshet lo meho. Let me bring you a proof from another case. Again, the shailer is when the lokeach takes his own basket and puts it down, b'rushus ha-mecher. Could the basket be kinder for him or not when it's in the mecher's rushus? So he says, come, I'll bring you a proof from over here. Ela poshet lo meho. It says, "Brishus Meicher Lekono Achiyagvienu Oyachiyatienu Merishusai." Said before in the Brisa that when it's in the Meicher store, then the Lekeach cannot be kind of the wine until either he picks up the barrel or else until he schleps it outside into his own Rishus. So makes a good Meshicha. Now, what type of a Kli are we talking about? So, my love, isn't it the Kli of the Lekeach? We're even talking about that the basket, this barrel, belongs to the Lekeach. The Lekeach came in with his own barrel, and now the Meicher filled it up with wine, and still it says the Lekeach is not kona the wine until he either picks it up or else schleps it out. So you have a clear proof that a Kelev shel Lekeach b'rishus Meicher is not kona. So Mara says, loy, that's not the case. Could be the Kelev the Meicher. Could be, no, we're only talking about here where it was the Meicher's basket. It was his barrels, not the Lekeach. Therefore, since the wine and the barrels belong to the Meicher, then Shita, when is Lekeach Koner it? Only if either he picks it up, or else he schleps it out. But Avada, in the Meicher's Rishus, there's no kinyan for the Lekeach. But that's only because it's not in the Lekeach's basket. So again, you have no proof. Talmud says, if so, Umi the Reisha, the Caleb the Meicher, since you want to answer me, I'll say the Reisha is talking about. It's in the Kelev of the Meicher. If so, you have to say, Seifa Nami the Kelev of the Meicher, that the Seifa of that price is also talking about where they put the merchandise in the Kelev of the Meicher. So, Eima Seifa. What does the Seifa say? It says like this, Eima Seifa, for Rishus Lekeach, if it's in Lekeach Rishus, Kivon Shekib Lolov Meicher. As soon as the Meicher accepts and says, okay, you could have it, is Kona Lekeach, Lekeach is Kona, belongs to Lekeach, without any kinyonim. So now, that's good if it's in the Lekeach's Kli. But the kelev, the meicher, but if you tell me, our Mishnah is talking about that the kelev, this barrel, always belongs to the meicher, if so, am I kind of lakeach? Why is lakeach kind of the wine? True, the meicher, the one selling the wine, went now into your house to sell you the wine. But in your house, it's still in the meicher's basket. It's in my basket still. Says, so what kind of kinyan do you have? The wine is still in my basket, so you have no kinyan. So if the sefer says no, that as soon as I say you can have it, you own it, l'churetz mashma, the sefer is talking about kelev d'lakeach. So it's a stira then. Gemara says in Echanami, I'll tell you, sefer also on the kelev d'lakeach in Echanami. Yeah, that the sefer is talking about kelev d'lakeach. The sefer is good. That if I come into your house and I pour my wine into your basket, then pshita, as soon as I say, okay, you can keep it, you're kind of the wine, because the wine is in your basket. So, what we're coming out now is it's not such a bikasha. The Reish is talking about the kelev d'moicha, and the Seif is talking about kelev lakeach. Oh my tiska, how do you know to say kelev like this? So, Mor says, stomach and also. In most prophets that way, that be moicha, mani d'moicha shchichi, be lakeach, mani d'lakeach shchichi. Like, how can you changing around the ratio to the sefer? Because it's mustabel like that. When you go into the moiches rishus, whose kelim is there? His. When you go into lakeach, whose rishus is there? It's lakeach. So therefore, it's good, the ratio in the sefer. The ratio is talking about when you went into the store and the moiches rishus, it's the moiches basket. Therefore, you're not caught until you make hagbor, you make a mashicha. But the sefer, it says, when the moiches comes to lakeach's house, to sell him wine there, treat to the other cases, he's giving him wine. In whose basket? In the lakeach's basket. So then it says very good, as soon as the meicher says, I have give you a shus to keep it, you have a right to keep it, you have a kinyan. Now it says, you submit this. So therefore we have no proof so far. Toshma, come in here. It says another locha, Moshach chamorov upayalov. In the case we had loaded up donkeys, and you have the men that were leading it, leading the donkeys. That's like this. Moshach chamorov opelov v'yachnis notech beisa. Like, you want to buy these donkeys full of the stuff, they're full of merchandise, and you want to buy them. So what you have to do is, you make a meshicha, you like pull, you draw to yourself the chamorov opelov v'yachnis notech beisa, and they bring it into your house. So it's like this. Bein posak ad shaloi modad. Obein modad actually posak. Posak means I didn't make up the price yet. I didn't make up how much I'm selling it for. And actually modad means I didn't measure how much. Like, there are two things when I sell you. I have here, you know, cases full of grapes. So first of all, I have to make up how much is the case of grape cost. How much is the money? And then we have to make up how many that I'm selling to you. So even though you now, the one that wants to buy, made a meshicha and drew, took all these donkeys loaded up with these cartons of grapes into your house, but if you did not make up sikas dom, you didn't speak up the price yet, or you did not speak up yet how much you want, then the pshat is then, shnei mechelum lachsabem. There's no kinyan. Both of them could retract. Either one could retract. No kinyan took place yet. All right, turn over.